Joining us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line is Dr. Patrick Wanis. He is a body language expert and a human behavior expert. Good morning to you, Dr. Wanis.
Yes, good morning.
You know, Thank you. Body language doesn't have a political view. It just is what it is. So let's start with...
Well, that's only true if you're speaking the truth.
I like to speak the truth, sir. Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
What did you see yesterday when Dr. Ford testified? I want to play a quick clip. This is a question that she was asked by Senator Feinstein. Take a listen.
How are you so sure that it was he?
The same way that I'm sure that I'm talking to you right now. It's just basic memory functions and also just the level of norepinephrine and epinephrine in the brain that sort of, as you know, encodes that neurotransmitter, encodes memories into the hippocampus, and so the trauma-related experience then is kind of locked there, whereas other details kind of drift.
So what you are telling us is this could not be a case of mistaken identity.
Absolutely not.
What did you read when you saw that, sir?
So it's interesting. The first thing I'll reference is her point about the way that we have a very sharp, narrow focus when experiencing intense trauma because of the changes in the brain, and that's very true. She was calm. She was composed. Even though we're talking about nonverbal, we're talking about body language, first we need to listen to the tonality of her voice, and it is very calm. There's no shift. And in her actual body language, really in the video, there is a congruence between what she's saying and the way that her head's moving and her body's moving. So she definitely believes, this is an important point about body language. I can be lying, but if I believe the lie, my body will show it to you as being true. Mm. So all I'm saying to you is what she said, according to body language, is true.
Again, we're talking to Patrick Wanis, Dr. Wanis, a human behavior and relationship expert. And I think that's an important point that you're making. What you can do in reading body language is, do they believe what they're saying, or are they trying to, do they know that they're telling a lie, and how does your body betray you when you're lying? Is that a nice way to put it?
That's a great way to put it. Your body will betray your words because ultimately your subconscious or at the edge of consciousness will reveal the truth.
So,
if you're really angry, give you a quick example. If you're really angry at someone, you can say, no, I'm not angry at you. And one of two things will happen. Either instead of your head moving left to right, indicating no, your head may nod up and down, indicating, yes, I'm angry at you, even though I'm saying I'm not. Or number two, I might keep my head really stiff, but my nostrils might just flare out slightly, which would indicate anger.
We're talking to Dr. Patrick Wanis. He is a human behavior expert as well as a body language expert. And Dr. Wanis, you said that Christine Blasey Ford's statements, her words, were congruent with her body language, where she believes what she was saying was true. I now have to ask you to do that same assessment with Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Was his words congruent with his body language in his testimony yesterday?
Are you going to play a clip, or do you want to just to respond?
I'll play a clip. Yeah, I'll play a clip for you.
This is a clip of him being specifically asked about accusations.
What you're saying is that the allegations by Dr. Ford, Ms. Ramirez, and Ms. Swetnick are wrong.
Yeah, that is emphatically what I'm saying. Emphatically. The Swetnick thing is a joke. That is a farce.
Would you like to say more about it?
No.
Okay, so let's get into Judge Kavanaugh's testimony, his at times angry denials, at other times emotional stories and denials. What did you see?
Well, there's a whole vast array of emotions that he expresses.
Yes.
And I'm going to start with the strongest one, and I don't know if anyone else has talked about this. Some of it is very clear, but there's many moments where it's hidden. It's disgust.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally you see him sniffing, and it appears that he's actually sniffing. Maybe he's got a cold, maybe he's got post-nasal drip, maybe there's something else happening. But there are moments in specific video clips where he's sitting back, A question is asked. One of the accuser's names is mentioned. And there he is. His facial expression changes to disgust. I'm disgusted that you're asking me this. Or I'm disgusted at that person. So that was a recurring theme of side of the physiological actions of sniffing. There are psychological motivations to the sniffing, and some of them are very clear disgust. Yes, there was anger. Yes, there was belligerence. There was moments where he sat back, as in the open body language, with sitting back, sort of like, I'm in control, I'm in power, which can also be interpreted to another extent as entitlement, meaning I have this right, and you'll see him sitting back. When he gets angry, he moves forward. There are times where his arms are both resting on the table, which simply represents being closed, or again, determination or anger. So there is a vast array of motions, and then he gets to the point of crying, or almost crying, holding back tears, and then getting extremely angry, and even getting to the state of almost begging, as he looks his head around the room and saying, even though he's not saying these words, he's almost like saying, why don't you believe me? Mm. That's the subtext of the words he's saying. So yes, there's a vast array of emotions there.
We're talking to Dr. Patrick Wanis. He is a human behavior expert as well as a body language expert. And Dr. Wanis, you just talked about Judge Kavanaugh being angry, being belligerent, at times disgusted. And if somebody wrongfully attacked you and are saying these things about you, wouldn't you be defensive and have those types of emotions as well? I mean, was there anything that jumped out to you as somebody who studies this for a living that makes you believe this didn't happen or that it did, given his own body language?
So there are two key questions. One is, yes, it is natural, a natural response that someone can become extremely angry when threatened, meaning when accused in this case. That is highly possible and likely and true. The interesting point about that is he didn't do that in the Martha McCallum interview at all. He had a completely different persona, a completely different representation.
The Fox News.
He was very, very calm.
Okay.
His body language, yes. His body language is tonality. But in the Martha McCallum interview, three things were seen. One, that he was he was quite anxious. And again, we saw it in the interview. You didn't notice this, but in some of the video clips, he does the following. He swallows. And swallowing is always a sign of anxiety. And it's interesting that that would happen to a person that is actually feeling very, very angry, because they're two opposing emotions. Then in the Martha McCallum interview, there were signs of deception. And there was a moment when the accusers were mentioned to him. And even though he was saying, no, that didn't happen, his head was nodding affirmative. Yes, it did. The same thing occurred in the testimony yesterday. There's a very interesting moment where Senator John Kennedy is asking about Ms. Ramirez, and he first nods with his head yes, and then says the words no. And it can be read two ways. We could say, well, is he acknowledging that this person has asked me a question such as, yes, I'm listening, or is he actually answering the question? My perspective is he was actually answering the question, and he caught himself out. So there are moments where his body language is not congruent with his words. So there would be signs of deception. Again, I'm not saying whether he's innocent or guilty, but in terms of his statement isn't congruent. He is withholding information. He is expressing disgust, which is separate to anger. And he is at times being deceptive in the sense of actually betraying his spoken words.